This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
We have Lisa on the phone. Lisa, good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Great.
Hi,
now,
Lisa.
I imagine you're not doing too well because you're calling us for Blown Off.
That's true. That part, not so much.
Got it. Okay. Well, what's going on? What's happening?
Well, I went out with this guy, and I think I made a good impression. It's not like I was trying, but I thought I came off well, and he's a cool guy. He's cute and smart.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid that I might be into him more than he is into me. I feel like I'm getting the cold shoulder.
The cold shoulder. Why does he make you feel that way? What happened? First of all, tell us about like maybe how you met and your date, and then we'll figure out what's going on from there.
Well, he works in my building.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see him in passing every now and then, and then one day I was in the parking lot. And, you know, sometimes you park your car somewhere different from where you usually park it, and then you can't remember where you ended up parking the car?
Every single day.
Okay, I parked my car in the same spot for 7 years. So, no, okay.
Well, that day I had gotten a little later than usual, so my usual, like, go-to spot was taken. So
okay.
I put my car somewhere else, and at the end of the day I was like, oh, no, where's my car? And I'm wandering the parking lot like an idiot.
Right.
And that guy, he comes up and he notices that I'm kind of meandering about and aimlessly just looking for my car.
Okay.
And so he kind of helps me out, and it was very sweet, and it was kind of funny that we were joking about a lost car. He eventually helped me find the car, and the next day I run into him again, not in the parking lot this time, though, in the building, and he was very sweet.
were you looking for your office?
Yeah. What did you lose this time?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, so he asked me out, and we went on this date, and it was a lot of fun. It was cute though, because when he asked me out, he was like, "Don't worry, I'll drive, so we don't have to worry about you losing something."
Oh, that's good.
That's funny.
So he was making fun of you in that cute way.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was cute. It was like, you know, a little jab, but it was cute.
Yeah.
And I had fun. I thought everything went really well. The odd part was, at the end of the night, I didn't get a kiss. And I usually do. You know, it's the end of the date. There just wasn't a kiss. So it was kind of odd. And then I went from seeing him a few times a week, like around in the building and sometimes passing in the parking lot, to not really seeing him at all. It's like he goes out of his way to not see me.
Right. So he's avoiding you.
Yeah.
Right.
I do that with a lot of our salespeople here at work. Well, that's a bummer. All right. So have you tried calling him or maybe texting him, or are you just wandering around the building looking for him?
I'm not very good at finding things.
Yeah.
So I did drop him a text, and I put, you know, hey, maybe you could help me look for my car again, thinking that would be cute.
Right.
And he just wrote back with a little smiley face. Like sometime later he responded with, hey, I'm really busy, I can't really talk.
Oh, yikes.
And then you haven't heard from him again since then.
Right. It's like he became the lost car. He just disappeared. So.
Ooh, that sucks.
All right. Yeah. That is a bummer. Hang on. Too bad there's not a little button for guys that you can hit and they go, you know, like
that
with your car.
That would be pretty sweet.
Or
also
like a panic
creepy
button.
A little alarm panic button. Yeah.
So we're going to call him now and figure out what happened. Okay, Lisa?
Okay.
All right, let's see if we can do this. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yeah?
This is John?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, first try. Look at that, Megan.
Perfect.
John, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hello, John.
What?
We are from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Morning Mess, the Big Ape Morning Mess on the Big Ape. It's a radio station.
I'm sorry, you're from I'm confused right now. You're from a radio station, you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're basically morning idiots. We host a morning radio idiot show.
Speak for yourself,
okay,
dude.
Hey, I'm just saying what Katy Perry says.
Right. We just wanted to ask you a question, John. Do you have a minute to talk to us on the radio?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
What's up?
Good.
Oh, good. Well, listen, we wanted to ask you a question about a woman that you went out with and you work with. Her name's Lisa. You guys had a date last week?
Yeah, we did.
Great.
Well, Lisa got in touch with us because she said you are blowing her off, and she doesn't really understand why, because she thought you guys had a good time. So could you tell us why?
I mean, what do you guys know about her?
Well, we know that she works in your building. That
yeah, she does.
Yeah, that you helped her find her car.
Yeah.
That you went out on a date with her, and now you don't want to date her anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate.
Okay, great. What we don't know, the one missing piece of the puzzle, is why you went from being totally into her to not wanting to talk to her any longer.
Yeah, can you tell us?
I think she's lying about how old she is.
You think she's lying about how old she is?
Yeah, and so I didn't really want to continue going out with her because I think she's not telling the truth about her age.
You think she's older than she is?
No, I think she's younger than she is.
Oh.
Wait a minute. What? You think she's lying about being older?
Yeah, why would she do that?
I don't know. She says she's like early 30s and she was kind of vague about the actual age. And then we would talk about things and she didn't really know any of the references that I was mentioning from things in the 90s, and if anyone who grew up in the 90s would know what I was talking about.
Why would I lie about my age? That's weird.
What?
Why would I lie about my age? That's so weird. Especially, why would I say I'm older? People don't lie and say they're older.
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, hold on.
So, Lisa, did you lie about your age? Is that true, or...
What? No, why would I do that? That's ridiculous.
So why do you even think that, John? Like, what's the reason that you think that she is saying that?
I mean, I don't know why you would lie, but you
exactly.
At one point I talked about, at one point I brought up the film, Waterworld. We talked about Waterworld. You'd never heard of it.
You talked about Waterworld.
Yeah, we talked about Waterworld.
Why were you talking about Waterworld on your date, FYI?
That's not important.
Oh, okay.
I have an obsession with old Kevin Costner movies.
Okay.
We talked about Billy Madison. I mean, the movie Friday. I mean, there's so many movies. We had a period where we were talking about movies we liked, and she didn't know any of the movies that I liked, which were all films that came out in the 90s.
Right.
Anybody who is in their 30s would know these movies, whether or not they liked them.
Right. And you don't know, you've never seen Billy Madison or Friday or Waterworld, is that?
No. I'm terrible about seeing movies.
You're terrible about
seeing
movies.
Yeah, but you cannot know movies and still, I mean, like, I don't really watch a lot of movies either, so I can get that.
Lisa, how old are you, honestly?
I'm in my early 30s.
Okay. And John, just because she didn't know these movies, you feel like she's lying about her age. You feel like she's maybe how old instead?
I think like early mid-20s.
Wow.
Like 25.
Does she look like she's in her 20s?
Yeah, I mean, she looks good, but she's just being sketchy about it.
Yeah.
What?
All right, so...
because I didn't see a lot of movies.
So was it just movies? Or did you ask her things?
Anything. And we talked about music. She'd never heard of Stone Temple Pilots.
You'd never heard of Stone Temple Pilots?
Come on. You can't drive a car in the 90s and not have heard that band, even if you're turning the station.
Were you just like a sheltered person? Or you just, you know, when you were a kid, Lisa? Or
I mean, it's... Like, movies, we just didn't really go out and see movies a lot. Like, we watched a lot of television.
Yeah.
Right.
And as far as music goes, it's like, it depends on the radio station you listen to. Like, Stone Temple Pilots, but I was like a huge Destiny's Child fan. Like, Stone Temple Pilots, I never listened to.
Destiny's Child, that was like 2002.
So, if that's close.
Wait a minute. If you were, I mean, if you grew up in the 90s, you would be in your 30s right now.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that is weird.
See, it's a little weird.
It is strange she's never heard of those, like, big things from the 90s, because, I mean,
imagine an entire dinner conversation where everything I said, she couldn't place what I was talking about.
Wow.
Wait, you think I'm weird, and you have an obsession with old Kevin Costner movies? Right.
Boom.
Hey,
well,
come on.
hang on.
That's a good point. It's an excellent point.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.